Hello and welcome back to Badass Bitches Tarot for the week of September 22nd through September 28th. This is your host, Cardzi B. As many of you already know, I'm a tarot reader and fashion industry survivor based in Manhattan. I began learning tarot when I was still in elementary school, and since then I've turned that hobby into a tarot practice and the creation of my own deck, Badass Bitches Tarot by Cardzi B, as well as various tarot products and events. I just want to also say a quick big thank you to everyone who came out to Bustle Magazine's Healing HQ and the Lizzo concert yesterday, where I was lucky enough to be one of the featured readers at the Healing headquarters. Had a blast and enjoyed meeting so many of you. Thank you. I'm also so excited to bring one of my absolute favorite healers and dear friends, Stephanie Wallace of Little Moon Mystic, on the podcast today. But before I get to that, let's take a look at the cards for September as we're going into the last week of September and the very last days of Virgo season. Okay, so our first card for the month was the Hermit, and the Hermit's ruled by Virgo. So the Hermit really guides us to go within, trust our intuition, and allow that to lead us forward. The Hermit also encourages us to really filter out outside noises, whether those are other people's opinions, or even your past self, things that you kind of put that noise in previous timelines, and just filter it all out, get really clean and clear as to what is aligned for your best and highest interests in this now moment. This card also encourages us to do some deep cleaning of our own lives and kind of, you know, clear out those things from the past that are no longer serving us in order to really get aligned, get focused, and open ourselves up to receive what's kind of on our level moving forward. September also brought in the King of Swords, and this is the ultimate truth bomb of the deck. It can be a sudden truth coming into you, or similarly, the urge to share your truth. I think the biggest factor of this card lies within being able to give and receive these truths with love and kindness. So as things may be revealed or have been revealed throughout Virgo season, or, you know, information that we felt the need to speak, kind of open our throat chakra and clear, it's just important that, yes, to speak the truth, but also to do so, you know, with your best and highest self and with so much love and kindness in delivering those messages. So for the card of the week, let's take a look. The High Priestess. All right, guys, this is a powerful major arcana card that a lot of healers and intuitives closely relate to. I have to say, like, a lot of mystics, psychics, healers, they say this is their favorite card, or this is the card that they feel like, you know, really they embody. In the OG Smith Rider-Waite deck, the High Priestess is pictured seated between two columns, one black on the left and one right to her, one white on the right. And she has her left foot resting on a crescent moon at the base of a card. This demonstrates the High Priestess's ability to kind of comfortably sit between light and shadow, as well as between the conscious and the unconscious or subconscious, and be able to see almost from, I guess, like an omniscient standpoint, be able to see all, right? Of like kind of from a non-biased perspective. And when you can do that, when you have the ability to acknowledge both, and, you know, light and dark, conscious and subconscious, duality doesn't really exist in a limiting way. And that really frees you to be more aligned and closer to, whether you want to call it source, cosmic consciousness, God. That's really kind of the key to the High Priestess. I have a friend who, it's so funny, like, we teach each other so many lessons in this life, but we have a lot of loving arguments, and she loves to do the, I have to, I should, you have to, you should. And while it infuriates her, I always gently explain, I get that is totally true from your perspective, but I operate from a place of not having to do anything. I believe there's always a choice, and I do my best to choose the option that brings the most joy and peace at every moment. And that's not everyone's truth. I respect that, but that happens to be mine. Personally, I don't believe in any universal truths other than love. I believe love is the only thing that is universally a truth. And aside from that, there are a million perspectives, and all of those can be true to different people at the exact same time. To me, that is the essence of the High Priestess card. Astrologically, this card is ruled by the moon, so it brings a lot of divine feminine energy to the table. It's said to be the most intuitive card, the most psychic card, and kind of the most fluid, an ability to be omnipresent because of that, you know, ability to be between the lightness and the dark. In the Badass Bitches Tarot, the High Priestess is Jewel, an incredible, soulful, and talented musician who's had many challenges throughout her life and has used mindfulness and intuition to guide her forward every step of the way. She even has a hit single called Intuition. It's one of my faves. I also know her personally, and she's just such a lovely and conscious human that, you know, what you feel in her music is really, she embodies that in her daily life. This week, you know, with the High Priestess kind of guiding us, you guys may experience vivid dreams or signs from the universe. I've had various friends tell me that they've already been experiencing this card over the past few days. A lot of the dreams I've heard were kind of involving how we are healing and ascending and what that feels like. And sometimes that ascension healing process feels scary. Sometimes it feels chaotic. Sometimes, like the High Priestess, you find yourself floating between worlds, floating between light and shadow, and like seeing all it both play out at the same time, seeing it all play out. And there can be kind of a, you know, a bit of chaos and confusion in that process. I had a dream just last night that I was flying to London with my little teacup Pomeranian, and also had to get a colleague his passport beforehand, take care of some things with Lola, take care of things with some friends, and I just didn't give myself enough time, and I completely missed my flight. This has never happened in my life, by the way. I'm extremely, some would say, annoyingly organized, and I literally like pre-pack days in advance. I like sketch out my outfits that I'm taking, and I travel internationally frequently with my dog and with a million witchy potions, and I never really have anxiety or stress around that. Yet in my dream, I was having a full-on panic attack. And I think when I woke up and kind of assessed, you know, what this meant, what I was feeling, it seemed to be a reminder to make more time to take care of myself, to make sure that that's covered as well as, you know, doing for others. And I think we all struggle with this, especially those of us that identify as healers. The High Priestess really reminds us to find that balance of both. Speaking of which, I am so looking forward to Libra season, which starts tomorrow. We're literally in our last day of Virgo season. And I don't know who better to kick us off than the fiercest Libra I know, Stephanie Wallace, yoga and breathwork instructor, Reiki healer, and the founder and creator of Little Moon Mystic. Hey, Steph, how are you?
I am good.
I'm so happy to finally have you on the podcast. You are definitely one of my favorite healers, teachers, witches of all time.
Thank you.
I feel like we met almost a year ago at this time in October. So this is very, very appropriate.
Yes. Yeah. We met on, it was like my birthday actually.
Yeah.
So, and a year ago. Oh my gosh, it's amazing.
Yeah. I remember thinking, Steph and I met on Alexandra Rox's retreat. And I just instantly connected with you. And I remember thinking, like, this is the reason I came, was I just was so grateful for your energy and what it added to that group. And then we just stayed in touch ever since then. And that was really a big inspiration for me to do our own retreat. So I'm so grateful for that time period and everything that came out of that. So I wanted to have you on for a million reasons. I want to talk about Little Moon Mystic, obviously. And I also wanted to get your insight because I did the last week about Virgo season being challenging in some ways, about how there's a lot of upside to Virgo season of it's like, you know, restart, back to school. There's a lot of optimism, but there's also a lot of things coming from the past and kind of like cleaning out your closet, so to speak, to like get ready for the new season. And I am somebody who absolutely loves Libra season. I know that you are a Libra, obviously. I'm a Libra moon. I think that's one of the reasons. And you're a Sag moon,
and
right?
I'm a Sag moon, so yeah. our opposites.
Our charts are like the most compatible of anything on CoStar. I'm like, you should be my wife, basically. So I would love to get your insight on Libra season, what you're excited about for it, what we can look forward to, because I know that you know way more about that than I do.
Yeah, I'm stoked about Libra season, obviously, not just because it's my birthday, but also whenever it starts, we're moving right into the fall equinox. So it's starting to be the changes of the day. I know that we're losing light, but I feel like that just allows us to gain more moonlight. So
yeah.
I don't think that's a bad thing. And then we're moving into Libra, into air season. So I feel like the winds of change are coming, and we're starting to feel some of that take place. So maybe if there was some releasing in Virgo season or some like old stuff that was stretching up. Now we get to like put into place those changes during Libra season and bring really like this balance into our lives, right? So we're like maybe feeling a little bit of one way or the other because of what's been happening all summer and up into Virgo season. And now we get to bring it into balance and start to make some, I don't know, nice airy moves into fall season. And let it feel not so heavy, right? So getting things that feel a little lighter, a little more colorful whenever we move into Libra season. And getting that cool, crisp fall air.
I love that. I have the windows open now. I'm so excited when it's the time in New York that the summers are so sweltering here. And it's like everyone has AC on. So I love just even that we kind of have fresh air literally coming into our homes now for those of us in the East Coast. Yeah.
And I felt like also being ready for change in September, in the end of September and beginning of October. I think that's a big thing because sometimes we can get swept up in it and get it kind of like carried away with it, as Libras sometimes do. kind of guilty. But kind of like when we were talking about how we met last year, I almost didn't go on that retreat because I was actually supposed to be in London for my birthday. And then a week before, 2 weeks before, maybe the airline I was flying ceased to exist.
I remember that. That's such a crazy story.
And
yeah.
So just knowing that whatever changes are coming right now are probably meant to be in your life. So if that wouldn't have happened, I wouldn't have gone on the retreat. I wouldn't have met you. We wouldn't be sitting here today.
Yeah.
We wouldn't be having our own retreat in, just a few weeks.
Yeah. That's so great. Yeah, because both of us, and it was a last minute decision for me to go as well. And I think I was maybe like toying between going to see friends in Toronto or go on this retreat. And I didn't really know a lot about it. I didn't know anyone who was going, I don't think. Oh, I think Carrie Ann was going.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we knew each other before, but I was kind of like not really sure and was so grateful that I did for that connection. Mm-hmm. And it was like, it was crazy. So I feel like it's a time to kind of lean in. It's always a time to lean into your intuition, but those things that are kind of like, you don't really know why you're being pulled in that direction.
Yeah.
It's a good time to just like go with it.
Yeah.
And I love that you said like putting balance into play because Virgos are like notoriously the workaholics of the zodiacs and they're perfectionists. And it's like, I feel like, I can't believe it's already September 19th. Like there was a client that was booking that. I was like, wait, what? Cause I was assuming that was way down. Suddenly they were like, oh, the 21st. And I was like, oh, I'm doing that, the Lizzo event this weekend. And I was like, oh, I'm booked that day. I'm like, that's so soon. I feel like September flies by because you're getting so much done. But I love that there is a little bit more play in Libra season. Mm-hmm. And obviously Halloween.
Yes, Halloween. So there's like that little bit of escape and everything like that.
Yeah.
So, and getting into that kind of like darker, broody, like Scorpio season.
Yeah. Oh, actually, yeah. Halloween is Scorpio, but I'm always like the preparation.
But the whole month is about that.
And that's
me,
why it's
so fun.
Yeah, totally. I was already like planning something Halloween-y, and one of my friends was like, you need to slow your roll. I was like, okay, do you want to watch Hocus Pocus or do you want to watch? And she was like, it's still September. Like,
it's fall already.
I know. I'm all about it. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Do you have any kind of like rituals that you would recommend specifically this time of year?
Yeah, I definitely think that a good, in Virgo season, maybe you cleared out a little bit of stuff. I think this is a time to bring in what you're wanting to manifest for the rest of the year. Like, this is really a time that the sky is the limit. And especially as we move into Libra new moon, like, that is really something that can harness that balancing energy and being able to bring that forth for yourself.
Totally.
So my personal favorites are always like deep long salt baths. I think that's super important. If you don't have access to a bath, I think doing something with air energy is really good. So anything with like sage smoking.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
If you do anything with, like you were talking about mugwort earlier, that's really something good to kind of bring your dreams into play.
Yeah.
Bringing that energy.
I love that. I love it all the time. I was just saying it's my favorite herb of all time, but I love that during Libra. That's a really good point because it's, and it's, you can do that. You can smoke it. You can put it in a sea salt bath. You can do an herbal bath with it, but you can also just put it under your pillow as well. And I feel like it really intensifies dreams and awareness.
Yeah,
so that's
for sure.
Yeah.
And something to bring a little bit of balance, I recommend, cleaning your crystals and being able to find ones that are feeling good for you. I like to use a watermelon tourmaline during Libra season because it has this good balance of the kind of like beautiful greenish color and that pinkish color on the outer part. So it's like that dark greenish black on the inside and then that pinkish part on the outside. And kind of symbolizing that maybe the masculine and feminine or like anything of that nature. I like to either carry one on me, maybe set that on your altar for your new moon. And I also am a fan of using black candles during Libra season, just for that kind of cleansing type of energy. So that dark for the dark new moon, or the dark moon actually, burning those into that time.
Oh, I love that.
And
yeah.
doing a ritual of that. So I think that's probably a few that you could do.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah. So another thing I wanted to, because I announced it kind of in the intro to you coming on, wanted to get more into is you are launching Little Moon Mystic, mm-hmm. which I know is something that you've been working on for a while now, and it's finally like coming to birth in Libra season.
Yes.
So that's so exciting. can you tell us a little bit more about that and kind of what the inspiration was, how you kind of, how it all came together?
Yeah, absolutely. So Little Moon Mystic is not just me. It's a complete entity of a healing energy force. I am really excited to launch this. When I had my first astrological reading a couple of years ago, it was over 2 years ago, I was in this kind of dark place where I didn't know what my direction was. I had just quit my job, started teaching yoga full time. A week into that, I had like dislocated my knee. So there was all of these things that were like pulling me out of what I was doing and pushing me hardcore into something completely unknown. And I had no idea what it looked like long before I thought I was even moving to New York. And the woman in the reading talked about where my moon was in my chart. And she said it was just barely in Sagittarius. And she said it was just like, she said, it's just a little moon. It's just a little moon in there. And that just resonated with me. I thought it was so sweet. And it was in that reading, was the first time that I actually had someone tell me that I was a mystic, that I was here to bring a message into this world and bring healing into this world. And so I was like, oh, okay. And Little Moon Mystic just came to mind. And I parked it on Instagram, of course, first thing, with had no idea what I was going to do with it. And here we are 2 years later. And with the work that I've been doing in teaching yoga asana, but also in meditation and moon circles, I wanted to be able to create a home for that. And so what Little Moon Mystic will be is a place where I can teach other people about ritual, about how to have a not intimidating ritualistic practice, because I feel some people are like, oh, that's like too much. I can't do all the things. And it's really not. It can be something really super simple. It can be something, you know, 5 minutes a day that you can do, and you don't have to buy a whole bunch of tools or spend a lot of money or go anywhere fancy. Like, you can do it in your home every single day. And I want to make that accessible for everyone. I want to teach other healers ways that they can take care of themselves while they're giving energy to others. So we can be channels rather than being, you know, giving our own energy away all the time. And then the second part of that is I love to create retreats, as you know. I've created my own, and then I've been working with Vianna Farron of Mindful MFT, creating retreats for her, and then we're doing our City Witch retreat. So I'm looking to partner with people and collaborate on retreats and create those experiences. Whether or not I'm on them doesn't matter, but I just love being able to bring that knowledge to people. And then the last piece of it is being a resource. And that means both bringing people together and bringing people back to the source. So I want to bring healers with other healers, people who understand the healing industry, who maybe have other marketable skills to be used within that industry, and be able to kind of create this community with everyone there.
I love that. I'm so excited about it. And I think that you're such a, I've taken your yoga classes. I've done so much work with you, and you are such a beautiful teacher that it just flows through you so naturally. So I love that you're creating a space, you know, even bigger and to connect more people into your healing work, because I've learned so much from you in the year that, you know, we've been friends.
Same.
And I think that, and you just have a very approachable, non-intimidating way. Because I feel like I've worked with, I'm sure like many of us have a lot of healers on different ends of the spectrum, and some are powerful, but there's almost like an intimidation factor of this information is for me to like help you, but I'm not going to teach you how to use it. And you really are so open and so willing to share, like, everyone can do this. And like, you know, I might know right now and you're figuring it out, but let me help you. And I love the way that you teach and the way that you really like bring that out into the world.
Thank you.
I'm so excited for that.
Thank you. I feel like a gift is not a gift unless you give it away. So
yeah.
I feel like that's really what we're here to do.
I feel the same way about tarot. Like,
yeah.
I always say, I'm like, to me, I really believe everybody has psychic ability. Some of us just tap into it more, and it's like working out, right?
Yeah.
And it's like the more you do it, like, then you have abs and you have muscles, and it's like, I think everyone has the ability to, and I say that with tarot. I'm like, I love teaching people because I think that like it's a tool that has been so healing in my life, and I think that people that are drawn to tarot, it's such a healing tool for, you know, yourself first and then to people that you can provide readings for. But it's the same thing. I like making that as accessible as possible to
Absolutely.
People, so.
Yeah, and like letting it be something that connects them closer to their self. So it's not like, oh, you're trying to do anything. It doesn't have to be huge. It can be just as simple as like wanting to know another piece of yourself a little bit more deeply.
Yeah.
And it can start there. And it's just that one little tiny spark. And as long as that spark is lit, it can go as big as you want it to go.
Yeah.
So
one of the things that I've learned from you, and I'm sure this is going to be a big piece of Little Moon Mystic, of specifically your yoga classes, is you really do everything with intention, like every little thing. And when you were saying a ritual can be 5 minutes, I've really like just in things that you've shared in class, and like I carry that with me. Like even now when I shower, and like I've been having this like skin issue with my hands, and like washing my hands or showering, it's like I do it with love, and like, okay, I do it with the intent of like love, putting love and healing into my body. And those are things that like everyone does. You have to shower, you have to brush your teeth, you have to wash your hands every day. And it's like you're somebody that really lives life with like intention in every moment, and I've learned from that. So
thank you so much.
Yeah,
I think that's something also to think about for Libra season, is maybe incorporating like an Abhyanga practice, which is like the oil rubbing that's used in Ayurvedic practices, where it's really done intentionally, like sitting down for a few minutes every day and taking a grounding oil, like whatever kind of oil is good for your skin, but finding something that feels warmer and more grounding. And if you want to look up like what your dosha is and if it goes perfectly with that, I don't read into that. I'm not an Ayurvedic practitioner. I just love the practice myself.
Yeah. I love when people tell me what to do.
Yeah.
I'm not like, very, like extremely well-versed in it, but I love when people are like, I'm like, oh, yes, that does run.
Yes.
That does work.
Yeah. And so being able to like sit down and show yourself that like self-love, and whenever you're rubbing the oil on your skin, really feeling that groundedness and connectedness with yourself so that you don't get like swept up away.
Yeah.
And everything else, so.
I love that. It's funny that, because it is like obviously such air energy. When you were saying like you can easily get swept away, that makes so much sense that that's my moon, because that's me like with relationships, with romantic and friendships. Like if I love you, I'm like in it. I'm like, you know, very, very swept away, very like romantic in those ways. And I love that on the other side of that, like tarot card wise, justice is ruled by Libra. And justice is, it's Ruth Bader Ginsburg in my deck. And that's the like it's, yes, it's what's fair and right and balance in that sense, which obviously ties to Libra, but it's also about boundaries of like kind of having those boundaries so that you don't necessarily get swept away, and that you're kind of like clear with intention throughout that. I was getting so many, like for myself, messages with the Justice card when I was struggling throughout Virgo season, and I was like, she's coming.
Yes,
it's basically
here.
So it's kind of like all that stuff that did come back from the past or that we cleared out. I feel like it's easier to move forward with intention and with boundaries in Virgo season.
Yeah.
So I'm excited for that.
That's really awesome. And it's so funny that you say that, because recently I had done a reading and I had pulled for myself the Justice card. And something that came up for me immediately when I saw it was, I need to know my own boundaries and not think about what other people are trying to put on me.
Yeah.
So I think that was like a big thing of understanding what my own karma is and what is right for me.
Yeah.
Rather than caring too much about what other people think.
Right.
So that was a big message that I received from that.
Absolutely.
Thank you for that.
Yeah. So, like, because I asked everybody this, I'm going to, like, since we're on the path of tarot cards, do you have a favorite card in the deck that, like you're always excited to see or that resonates the most with you?
Oh, gosh. Well, Ten of Cups, you know.
Oh, yeah. Amazing.
Really, Ten of Cups. Whenever I was going through my biggest part of transformation, the Fool card.
Yeah.
I have, like, such a soft spot in my heart for seeing the Fool. Is the Fool Lola
it's
in
Lola
your deck?
It's Lola in my deck. It's my little Tico Pomeranian who's sleeping in the middle of me and stuff right now. Because I feel like it's just that genuine, like, optimism mm-hmm. and, like, no baggage, right? Like,
yeah.
The way that she looks at me every time I walk in the door, I always say it's very, like, puppy or like baby energy. We're
yeah.
so close to source because it's kind of like this is new in the best possible way.
Yes.
And like you're just starting with such a clean slate.
Exactly. And you're feeling like you just got to do it.
Yeah.
Like you're just going to see if you can do it or not.
Yeah, totally.
And you just like go into it. And that's kind of been my energy over the past couple of years since moving to New York. In fact, that was my New Year spread in 2018 before I moved here. So like 2 months
that's
before
amazing.
I moved, that was the theme of the entire year was the Fool card. And
yeah.
I was like, all right, well, we're doing it and we're seeing what's out there. And ever since then, every time I see it, I am like, yeah, I got that.
It's so funny. I think that you might be the first person, the first guest on this podcast who's selected both the Fool and Ten of Cups. But it's funny that you say that because those are cards when I pull it for clients, I'm always like, because I get excited for other people
mm-hmm.
when it's good news. You know, I'm like, oh my gosh, like I get so happy when I pull those for clients because I'm like, good stuff is coming. So those are great ones. I love that. Do you have any that you strongly dislike or when
Oof.
You get through yourself, you're like, oh, no.
I think it's Ten of Swords.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. That's the, like, death of an idea card,
yeah.
kind of like,
The Devil card always gives me, like, the heebies every time
that's,
I see
that's
it.
That's my biggest, like, Achilles heel.
Like,
I'm always like, ah!
And then the one, so, yeah, those are ones that I'm like, oh, when I see them, it, like, it hits me in the pit of my stomach of, like, oh, it's coming next. But the one that I always am like, okay, is when I get the High Priestess.
Yeah.
And whenever it's like, that wisdom is inside of you.
Yes.
You have to trust yourself. I'm like, but I'm asking you.
Yes. Oh, that's so valid. I think that, like, everyone who reads tarot feels like that. Because it's kind of like a, like, little joke from the universe. Of,
yeah.
Like, you know.
Like, you know. It's inside. You're like, shit.
And it's like, you do, but you want, like, an easy cheat sheet at that moment.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
know? That's a really good answer. I love that. The other question, I mean, I know more about this because obviously we're good friends, but if you're comfortable sharing, is a lot of the kind of people that come on the podcast or people even write in and share their stories mm-hmm. about coming out of the spiritual closet, so to speak, because
mm-hmm.
there are so many people now that, and I love this about the time that we get to live in on this, like, earth lifetime, are shifting into consciousness in their work life, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether it's just their personal life of, like, how they're living or, you know, careers. Like, I went from, like, fashion to tarot
mm-hmm.
reading
mm-hmm.
and healing.
Yeah.
So kind of what was that point for you, and how is it, how did you receive it yourself, and how did you share it with the people in your life? Was that, like, a scary process, or a, yeah?
Yeah, I think that, when I started going into yoga teacher training, I was still married at the time, and I kind of went into this really deep spiritual, research in myself, as well as within, like, the yoga philosophy, and that's kind of where it started, and things started to shift for me in that perspective, and then things started to just move and shift in my life in all kinds of ways, in good ways and in bad ways. There were things that fell apart, and there were things that came together, and I just started in on this path, and I was in a job at the time. I used to work in media and communications, and at a giant firm, and I was traveling a lot and working a lot, and I loved what I did, but I wasn't being fulfilled.
Yeah, totally.
And so I was teaching yoga on the side, And I thought, I wonder how I can make this something that I do all the time. And that's like whenever things really started to fall apart in my life. And it was like making me look at it. The moment whenever I kind of attribute it to that time when I decided to quit my job, teach yoga full time, a week later or 2 weeks later, dislocated my knee and was unable to use my body to practice or teach anymore. And it was in that moment when I dove deep into my meditation practice and other spiritual practices. I've always been a ritualistic person and incorporated that in my life. But it was at that time when I really had to dive deep into what was truly inside and start sharing that with other people. And when I started hosting moon circles, I started seeing just how much other people longed for that type of community and really just wanted a space to feel that they could be in that space, whether they called it like woo-woo or witchy or whatever they wanted to call it. They were able to like share that energy with others and do something beyond the mundane of their ordinary lives or their everyday lives, you know?
Yeah.
And being able to guide people through that moment was just so fulfilling for me. And then that's whenever I realized like, okay, this is something that I need to do and need to bring to everyone. And how can I make this my main, you know, purpose in life?
Yeah. That's beautiful. I think that there is such, like a need now more than ever for it. And people are also really opening to it, but they don't always know how to start, whether it's incorporating rituals into their life, whether it's like with moon circles, they're like, oh, I love the idea of what that could bring in, like into my spiritual practice, but I don't know how to do it. So I love that you're holding that space for people and like helping to like teach and instruct. Cause I think that so many people are now curious and it's like finding the ways to bring it into your existence.
Yeah.
It's so funny. I did, my friend Desi's 30th birthday party. They were all doing like Rose Mansion and like doing some like boat mimosa cruise, and they wanted to have a moon circle. And I was very nervous because and she said some of my friends are not, they're not like, you know, all in this metaphysical world that you and I like exist in. And I was like, are they going to be resistant? Like, how are these women going to receive this? Mm. You know, so I kind of come in with my like witchy like outfit and like create this like circle on her roof deck. And I have to say, and it was mostly the women who had never been to a moon circle, who had never done this work, were so like so grateful, so impacted, and like, oh my gosh, like where can I go to more of these? Like, we should do this every month or whatever. And I went into it the most nervous of anything I've ever gone to. And it was, I think there's just such a hunger for that right now. So I'm so grateful for you, obviously, but so that Little Moon Mystic, so grateful that Little Moon Mystic is coming to fruition.
Thank you. I think
that like it is so needed, and I know you're going to be so incredibly successful and just bring so much healing to people that are searching for it.
Thank you so much.
Oh, yay. I love you so much. Lola thinks she's leaving. Sorry.
Thank
you so much. So guys, definitely check out Little Moon Mystic. It's at Little Moon Mystic on Instagram.
Yes.
And littlemoonmystic.com.
Yep.
I'm going to link back to that in the notes for this podcast as well. So yeah, thank you. And come to our retreat. There are still a couple spots open. So if you, there probably might be when you, by the time this airs. So if you're interested, if you like the energy that Steph and I bring together, I highly recommend it. Thank you guys.
So grateful for Steph and her work. Highly recommend you checking out the launch of Little Moon Mystic, which I am so excited about. And again, if you feel called, the retreat is going to be a really awesome collaboration of both of our energies and our healing offerings and rituals that we both like to work with. So before we head out, as always, here's a quick recap of September's cards. We have on the last week of September, you guys, I can't believe September's almost already over, but we have the Hermit closing us out with reminding us to continue to trust our intuition to lead the way and filter out any exterior noises, using that disciplined Virgo energy to really clean out things that aren't serving and move forward with like a kind of a new slate moving at, you know, through Virgo season into Libra. We also have the King of Swords, the ultimate truth bomb card, which encourages us to speak our truth and be open to hearing truths that are coming in at this time that are probably in our best interest and things that we need to be able to hear, receive, and know. Whether that's coming through loved ones, your guides, signs from the universe, it's the time to really be open to that. And this week also brings us one of my fave cards, the High Priestess, reminding us to lean into the divine feminine and really trust our intuition and be able to kind of remove ourselves from duality and look at the big picture as much as possible. Okay, so quick announcements before we head out. Instagram Live has now moved to Monday night, which seems to be working. I'm glad those of you who are still following me, and we've moved from Sunday to Monday night at 7:30 p.m. Eastern time. If you have a question and you can't tune in, DM me, email me at badassbitchestarot.com through the website or at CardsyB on Instagram, and I will get to as many of those as I can. If you can't attend, I will address those first, and then it's available for 24 hours after it airs. And if you liked what you heard between me and Stephanie, definitely check out City Witch's Ritual, also on badassbitchestarot.com, and as well as littlemoonmystic.com. She has that posted as well. And just check out littlemoonmystic.com in general. She's amazing. But for those of you who want to join us, it is the weekend of October 27th in East Hampton on a beautiful private beach home. The retreat's going to include luxury accommodations, delicious plant-based meals that are plant-based, vegan, gluten-free, yoga, breathwork, Reiki sessions, tarot readings, cacao ceremonies. I'm leaving stuff out, I know. There's gift bags that have over $200 worth of amazing metaphysical, mystical, healing merchandise. It's going to be fun and a really powerful group of women coming together to learn and practice ritual to, you know, increase their own healing within themselves and their healing abilities to the collective. So if you still feel inspired, there are a couple spots left, so check it out. And you can continue to use City Witch VIP through this podcast to get $100 off when you book. We have both shared and single accommodations. If budget's an issue, we also have payment plans available. And I'm going to be heading to my hometown, Toronto, for a Badass Bitches Tarot pop-up shop at Om Toronto, October 12th, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. and Funhouse Toronto on the evening of October 12th. So my Torontonians, please come by and say hello. I'm so excited to be there for the weekend of Canadian Thanksgiving. All right. Thank you again so much. Thank you, Stephanie. Thank you, Libra season on the way in. I love you guys. And as always, stay magical AF.